It is only March. Week is almost already over. One thing is known, it is not quite Tuesday. I am DJ Tuesday. Hold it. We're good. All right. Our album topper today was Outro off a Tippling Rock album, debut album, Punchlines and Good Times. Love that band. I am one of 16 people who own their shirt currently. I know this because the order numbers were sequential. And my receipt said 0000016. Say what you want about them, they've got ambition. Tippling Rock, local, believe they describe them at, themselves as beach indie rock from right here in the Boston area. Yes. So, we're gonna start our show as we usually do with our dragon spotting segment. We actually got a new official release off of the Mountain Goats album, In League with Dragons, not Verbi Dragons. That might be a track, Verbi. No, it's In League with Dragons. Yes, we got Cadaver Sniffing Dog. Now, this was actually performed at the release day stream, a live set at Wizards of the Coast. The people who make Dungeons & Dragons as well as Magic the Gathering, he performed there to promote the new album. But this is the album version, and it's much, much acoustically richer. There are a lot of things going on here. I'm really liking the direction this album is taking in terms of allowing sort of soloists to get a spotlight in terms of layers, acoustic layers. I'm not a music major. I don't know theory. It sounds cool, though. This is Cadaver Sniffing Dog, the new song by the Mountain Goats.
Sniffing dog. ring in the canal.
Cadaver Sniffing Dog by the Mountain Goats. Gonna read you a little bit from this press release. We start out with the credits. Acoustic guitars by Matt Douglas and John Darnielle. Guitar solo. That guitar solo was by Tom Gill. Strings are arranged by producer Owen Pallett and performed by the Macedonian Radio Symphonic Orchestra, conducted by, and I hope I don't butcher this, but it is an extremely fun name to say, Oleg Kondratenko. The backing vocals are arranged by the guys who did the backing vocals on Goths, which is always nice, and Matt Ross Spang was sound engineer. Love it. Lyric, he says, this is why I love Mountain Goats press releases. The lyric is a noir version of a crime scene investigation and is a metaphor for a relationship in which there is nothing whatsoever left to salvage because, as I mentioned earlier, it was Christmas 2017, and being the sort of person who really tries to get into the spirit of things, anyway, please enjoy Cadaver Sniffing Dog. And then it announces some tour dates, which I do have tickets to. April 26th, April 28th, April 26th is the album release. So, a song in which you check the pulse and there's nothing there. I think there's some resonance there. The word relationship has certain connotations, obviously. Many Mountain Goat songs are technically written about romantic relationships, but man, if we all gave the same amount of thought to all relationships as we did romantic relationships, I cannot guarantee we'd be happier. We may well just stress ourselves out even more, but I think we'd be more intentional about the ways we're unhappy and the way we screw each other over. I don't know, checking the pulse on a relationship is something you have to do freshman year of college, coming home. Which got me thinking about coming home and about spring break in a week. Luckily, I get to take a little rite of postponement, given that none of my friends are actually synced up with me, spring break-wise. So, that's a problem for future Miguel. But, we do actually have a song here about coming home. It is called Genesis 3:23, off of the album Life of a World to Come.
Up in Clear Lake, where I used to live. Picked the lock on the front door and felt it give. Touch, nothing move, nothing stand still. Keep my ears open for cars. See how the people here live now. Hope that they're better at it than I was. I used to live here. 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 Pictures up on the mantle. Nobody I know. I stand by the tiny furnace where the long shadows grow. Living room to bedroom to kitchen, familiar and warm. Hours we spent starving within these walls. Sounds of a distant storm. I used to live here. 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 Fight through the ghosts in the hallway. Duck and weep. stand by the door with my eyes closed when it's time to leave. Steal a home before sunset, cover up my tracks, drive home with old dreams that play in my mind and the wind at my back. Break the lock on my own garden gate when I get home after dark. Sit looking up at the stars outside like teeth in the mouth of a shark. I used to live here. I used to live here. I used to live here. I used to live here.
And so the Lord God banished him from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he had been taken. Genesis 3:23. Song about John Darnielle returning to the old apartment he lived in Portland in his rougher days. Someone asked him, like, man, you almost died in that apartment. You were on speed half the time. Like, why Genesis? Why a song about the expulsion from paradise? To which he simply responded, anything can be Eden. I think that's a salient observation. Interesting note, that last lyric, stars in the sky like teeth in the mouth of a shark, forms a little leitmotif, if you can even call it that, when it's separated by 2 years. The song Never Quite Free off of All Eternal's deck uses a similar lyric in a song with the same time signature almost. The lyric is stars shining like steel swords. Interesting little motif. Hostility of the cosmos. Stars as weapons. Write an essay on it, I don't know. So, if you guys remember, about a month ago now, it was actually the Monday after Super Bowl Sunday. It was a beautiful day. It was about 60 or 70 degrees. Everyone's up on Tisch roof. I actually got approached by, for lack of a better word, an evangelical. He was a representative from New England Christians on campus. Basically working some sort of internship in which they provide a pastoral care on campus, fighting loneliness, all that good stuff. We sort of accidentally formed, it was very intentional on his part. There was nothing accidental about it on his part, nor on my part, really, but I guess you could say I'd, on a whim, sort of formed a Bible study with him. So, yeah, next week we're just reading a chapter of the Bible. You don't lead an interesting life by saying no to people is, I guess, the takeaway here. Maybe it'll be Genesis. Genesis seems like one of the less one of the chapters less rife for confrontation, theologically speaking. It could be the most rife for confrontation. We'll see about that. Yes. Keeping with the biblical theme. Keeping with a biblical theme, our next song is going to be New Zion off of Heretic Pride, another song about, if not coming home, then at least meditating upon it.
There were signs up in the sky They got burned up in the great fire, reassembling itself slowly but surely.
Look, a lot of people were down on Heretic Pride when it came out, since it wasn't exactly a concept album in the same way its predecessors were, like Tallahassee or The Sunset Tree. But it's so fun. I'm gonna play Michael Myers Resplendent after this, I've decided. You get a bunch of, like, pop culture references, a bunch of historical figures, a bunch of tone pieces that, yes, have nothing to do with each other, but... God, are they... So here's the... Heretic Pride actually came with a little press kit that's a series of one-panel comics drawn by John Darnielle himself. Surprisingly good. Like, I would not... People can be multi-talented. The press kit on New Zion reads, "How come we never hear about religious cults anymore? The high-hollering days of Cultomania made my childhood such a thrill. There was a what was the real risk that I'd talk to some robed fellow on the street one day and find myself instantly and involuntarily converted to some bizarre creed? Really, the cults were second only to Santa Claus and the mysterious powers. New Zion is only about an imaginary cult, but I hope somebody starts it up real soon." And then, under the comments by John Darnielle about this song section, at a live performance, he said, "They are the chosen. This song is for them. A religious cult going to meet there." And then a sound tech got really, this was probably coordinated, but a sound tech decided to get cheeky and, like, toggle the acoustic cord, so it just went, "To meet there." Good times. Yes, so, Heretic Pride, let's hit Michael Myers Resplendent. I had actually slept on this song until it actually got played in the, in League with Dragons reveal stream. I was seriously debating whether or not to play the live version or the album version. I've decided to play the album version, one, because I can't look through an hour-long live set for the correct time signature, for the correct timestamp. Second of all, because it has drums rather than just hitting the guitar. The drawback is I'm really not a fan of a falsetto at the end, but we live with those things. Michael Myers Resplendent.
Today. Too long I've let my self-respect stand in my way. Well, the prom queens caught in the hot beams and the strings keen. It's a big scene. But when the house goes up in flames, no one emerges triumphantly from it. When the scum begins to circle the drain, everybody loves a winner. spent 8 hours in my makeup chair, waxed my chest and shaved off all my hair. Well, the fire's bright and the frame's tight. Try to get right. Well, we've still got light, but when the house goes up in flames, no one emerges triumphantly from it. When the scum begins to circle the drain, everybody loves a winner.
The shadows, and I head in her
today. But everybody's out here on the streets. Somebody's opened up a fire hydrant. Cold water rushing out in sheets. Some kid in a Marcus Allen jersey asks me for a cigarette. Companionship is where you find it. So I take what I can get. Hubcaps on the cars like funhouse mirrors. Stick to the shadows and I can. Lovecraft and Brooklyn. When the sun goes down, the armies of the voiceless, several hundred thousand strong, are without their bandages, their voices raised in song. And when the streetlights sputter out, they make this awful sizzling sound. I cast my gaze toward the pavement. Too many bloodstains on the crown. Rhode Island drops into the ocean. No place to call home anymore. Lovecraft and Brooklyn.
Alright, and this is now an episode about Heretic Pride, because, look, it isn't a concept album per se, but I think anyone who says there's no uniting thread here, here's my take. This is impressionistic, but this is an album about a persecution complex. Sax Rohmer was a Pulp Fiction writer back in, I think, the 1920s, maybe even earlier, like 1890s, he was like Pinkerton detective era, who basically wrote a bunch of novels about the evil doctor, the Chinese doctor Fu Manchu, sending spies and whatnot over via Pacific to implant communism or some xenophobic ridiculousness. Likewise, you all know Lovecraft, father of cosmic horror. The first thing you learn about Lovecraft is Cthulhu. The second thing you learn about is the racism. Horror at Red Hook. Like, the horror is just black people. The horror is just people of color. Dunwich horror, like... See, the thing about Lovecraft is his ridiculous intolerance for anyone that wasn't a wealthy northeastern wasp extended surprisingly far. He thought the Irish were an inferior race. He thought anyone who just, like, anyone could go bad. Going bad was a property of certain groups of people, but anyone could go bad. And then, of course, that metaphor extends to not only are other people terrible and not sentient and also simultaneously out to get me, the universe is Cthulhu. So already you've got two authors who are completely delusional next up is a song I actually haven't listened to much, but I get the feeling it would fit, because this is In the Craters on the Moon. This is the Press Kid Notes. It is the natural condition of my characters, when a few of them have gathered together, to find themselves secluded in a near lightless room, waiting for some unspecified disaster. Frankly, I suspect that this is the natural condition of a pretty hefty percentage of the general populace. The people in this song have reached a point of comfort with their dread, ready for panic to set in, relishing the moment. This is In the Craters on the Moon. Lovecraft in Brooklyn goes so hard, by the way.
If the strain proves too much, give up right away. If the light hurts your eyes, stay in your room all day. When the room fills with smoke, in the declining years of the long war. Well, the blood's in the water. And the shark's gonna come. And we swim in the dark. Till our bodies are numb. Blind desert rats in the moonlight, too far from shore. In the declining years of the long war. Empty room with a light bulb, where the phone starts to ring, everybody gets nervous, nobody says anything. Next day someone's initials show up on the door. I think I'm gonna crack. Can't live like this anymore. Ugly things in the darkness. Worst things in store.
In the Craters on the Moon, another song about feeling cornered. This is my conclusion. I've decided that Heretic Pride is just an album about feeling cornered and the different responses one might have to it. Be that frothing anger and fear and paranoia or grim determination or resignation. So he kind of pointed this out. There was a show in Stockholm where he played this song, and then he sort of realized halfway through, like, oh, it's Europe. This is a song about the long war and people hiding in a closet during it. That's politically loaded. That's Anne Frank vibes. What he originally wrote it about was potentially his many days sort of huddled in dark abandoned apartments with fellow addicts back in Portland, but there are lenses to these things. We're going to finish this album off with the eponymous Heretic Pride, another song about feeling cornered and actually relishing in it a little bit. Then we're going to hit you with a PSA, followed by some other way to fill the last 15 minutes. Let's go.
Drag my body through the streets.
The Michael Jordan of drunk driving played his final game tonight. And burdened by his loneliness, he wanted to feel alive. His laziness built the pyramids, and his solitude was a knife. The Michael Jordan of drunk driving played his final game tonight.
If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Today's broadcast is also brought to you by a rousing, elaborate, and also completely aimless game of catch involving two ski poles, a deflated and completely free rubber tube, and a not insignificant amount of something. All right, filled up a decent amount of a broadcast, 45 minutes. What's gonna be the finisher here? Here's the deal. We're gonna hit you with the pillows. Nope. Can't expose myself like that. We're gonna hit you with Hossein Log. We're gonna hit you with Hossein Log. This is Cha 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 followed by Combustion.
De tu vida y de tu tiempo, suficientes para ver dentro de tus ojos el momento que me obligue a renacer. Dame vida y dame aliento, que yo ya perdí el conocimiento. Solo quédate un momento. Hasta evaporarnos en el viento. No hay motivos para decirnos adiós tan pronto. Sigo vivo, créemelo, mi amor, no soy tan tonto. Si tú quisieras esta noche ir a bailar un cha-cha-cha, yo te puedo enamorar. Dame de tu vida y de tu tiempo. Oh, que te quiero conocer. Déjame sentir el movimiento. Conocimiento. Solo quédate un momento, hasta evaporarnos en el viento. No hay motivos para decirnos adiós tan pronto. Sigo vivo, créemelo, mi amor, no soy tan tonto. Si tú quisieras esta noche ir a bailar un cha-cha-cha, yo te puedo enamorar. Mi amor, no soy tan tonto.
ya, ya. Yo te puedo enamorar.
Presencia de tu cuerpo en mi cuarto sabe bien. La madera de las vigas de esta casa escurre miel. No hay oxígeno que aguante el calor de esta combustión. Cuando hay dos cuerpos en celo compartiendo habitación. Quieto un momento, quiero escuchar tu corazón. No hablemos del dolor, no hablemos por favor, que en el arrullo de tus brazos se vuelve inútil la razón. Cuerpos y el espacio alrededor es la misma que nació cuando esta tierra se fundió. No hay oxígeno que aguante el fuego de esta combustión. Cuando instintivamente va aumentando quieto un momento, quiero escuchar tu corazón. No hablemos del dolor, no hablemos por favor, que en el arrullo de tus brazos se vuelve inútil la razón.
You know, if you had told me a year ago back in Miami that I would be singing along every afternoon to Spanish indie guitar, I would not have believed you. But it turns out the name Miguel is still worth something when you're surrounded by people from Connecticut. Eugenio, I hope you're satisfied. All right, to the bottom of the hour, you've been listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Remember, everybody, trees are still trees if their roots are not deep. I'm going to go walk a dog, and I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your morning.
Deny that something's wrong, but what it is remains a mystery. The obvious somehow avoids detection, so he's been that way, you see. And though I lack the advantage of perspective and objectivity, I'm beginning to suspect I just might be my own worst enemy. Well, I headed out for Boston just a kid. It was 1979. I was following my true love, didn't know the trouble I would find. Oh, at the time, I to say, why does it seem that trouble's always finding me? I'm beginning to suspect that even then I was my own worst enemy. Now it's 17 years later, I'm still here, feeling tired, feeling old. I might make it through the month on the money from the guitar I just sold. The finer points of making a living just don't come naturally. I'm beginning to suspect I still might be my own worst enemy. it's alright, I'll just fight myself. I'll provide my own opposition.